Dallas Cowboys have traded the 24th pick to the Detroit Lions. With the 24th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Detroit Lions select Terrion Arnold, defensive back, Alabama.
I love it.
I can hear you. I'm not hearing anything. I just hear you. All right, now I got myself, but I can't hear the music. Now I can. Now I got it. It's the morning after the first round. It's not the morning after the draft. It's the morning after the first round. We are here at Ascend in Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. This is X's and Bros. I'm Matt Shepard. Glad you're with us. Here's the phone number, 866-838-4843. You can text us, Sports Radio, to 21000, and you can get things rolling and start the conversation if you so choose. My thanks to Dennis Fithian, my friend who filled in the last couple of days. We made our way up here for a draft party here at Ascend at Soaring Eagle, and there were a lot of people here. It was great. Not as many, obviously, not as many people as there were downtown. 275,000. That is a draft one-round record. Every time you saw some type of overhead shot, a drone shot, if you will, you're blown away by the amount of people who were down there. If you were down there, you're probably not up yet, but if you were down there and you can describe the vibe and give us an idea of what it was like, I'd love to hear from you. 866-838-4843. In the meantime, we will talk draft all morning long with you. Whatever's on your mind in the world of sports is a topic, but I would guess most people will want to talk about draft picks, Lions draft, and other teams. For example, New York Scott, I'm sure, will call in at some point to talk about, like, neighbors, the Giants draft pick, which I thought was dead on. I was sitting with a number of ex-Lions. One of them, Rob Rubick, will join us at 7:35. But I was sitting with Rob Rubick and George Jamison and Scott Conover. We were kind of going over who we thought was going to go where. I'm sure you were doing the same thing with friends, wherever it is you may have been watching. I got the first six picks. I thought J.C. Latham went to Tennessee at number seven. It didn't surprise me that they went offensive line. I actually was thinking that the Chargers might take Latham. 6'5", 342, huge hands. I thought that might have been a draft pick. Anyway, so I missed on that, and I missed on Michael Penix. Others fell kind of the way I thought, although there was a part of me that thought Brock Bowers might go to the Jets, but it was a good pick with Fasciano out of Penn State. We'll take your phone calls, 866-838-4843. There are a ton of draft records last night. For example, it was the first time that six quarterbacks were taken in the first 12 picks. The first 14 players selected were offensive players. That's a new record. Six quarterbacks taking in the first round ties a record with the quarterback class of 1983. That's the Dan Marino, John Elway class. Tony Eason, Todd Blackledge, on and on. Ken O'Brien. 23 first-round offensive players is a new record. The former record was 19. So that tells you how offensively gifted they felt this draft was, number one. And number two, how desperate, perhaps, some teams were for trying to get offensive players. So we've got a ton of things to break down for you, a ton of things to let you know in case you didn't already know, and perhaps you did because you were following along just like I was. This is the second draft where all top 10 picks were offensive. The other was 2021, and then it obviously went on to 14. And it's the second time ever with six quarterbacks in the first round, as we mentioned. It's amazing. 14 first picks were offensive players. That's double the amount of the previous record. Here's the other thing. There's a few things. When I watch the draft coverage, it's really good. You know, depending on which one you watch, NFL Network does a really good job. ESPN, I think, does a really good job. It's kind of partial to NFL Network with some of the insight that they give. I thought it was really good. The interviews, I thought, on ESPN were very good. Holly McGrath did a really nice job. So either way, I don't think you could go wrong. I do like the nuggets, the informational nuggets given by NFL Network. I thought a little bit more in tune with at least what I enjoy hearing about. So we'll get to the NFL draft for sure. Congratulations to the city of Detroit. Early on, I get it. It's only the first round. They're going to be there all weekend. But I thought it sure looked like everything that Detroit had, everything that was done, was top-notch, first rate. And it doesn't surprise me. It does not surprise me at all. Detroit has put on some phenomenal events, the biggest events in the world, sports-wise, over the years. They've had Super Bowls, okay? Now, one was at Pontiac Silverdome long, long time ago. But the most recent one went off without a hitch. Perfect. They've had All-Star Games, okay? They've had drafts, NBA draft. They've had championship series, Stanley Cup, NBA Finals, right? Even if it's Auburn Hills, it doesn't matter. I mean, it's still Metro Detroit, and you know, the NBA comes in and takes over. You still have to have hotels. I know it was a long time ago. But still, the point is they did it right. Grand Prix, Ryder Cups, Frozen Fours, national championships. Very well done. Excellent. So the start was great. And I thought, really important, and I mean really important, that you had good weather. That would have sucked for people downtown and the entire area if the weather wasn't at least palatable. You know, it wasn't ideal. You'd love it to be a little bit warmer. But it was great. So hats off to Detroit, at least in round one. I would expect the same thing. Here's the one thing I wanted Detroit to do. And it's not like I'm a fan of his, because I am not. But everywhere Roger Goodell or any commissioner goes, they get booed. Even Adam Silver gets booed in the NBA. I don't know what it is about that position in sports, but everywhere they go, he gets booed. Roger Goodell gets booed at every draft. It would have been much different, much more unique, if Detroit had actually cheered him. Now, maybe the NFL likes it that way because it gives you something to talk about. I doubt it, but I'll leave that open to discussion, I suppose. I thought it would have been really cool had Detroit said, hey, here comes Roger Dell. Hey, welcome. Big Midwest Open. Big Midwest welcome. Now, not everybody is from Detroit. That's what made the selection, I think, of that city perfect. Driving distance to Chicago, driving distance from Indianapolis, driving distance from Cincinnati and Cleveland and Pittsburgh. A lot of places where fans could get there. We'll talk about it with you. 866-838-4843. Text the show, Sports Radio, to 21000. Jump into the conversation. Looking forward to the conversation all Friday morning long throughout the great state of Michigan on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge cheer for my good friends from Flying Ace Whiskey. Now, it's an American-made whiskey bottled right here in our great state of Michigan. And Flying Ace Whiskey has partnered with the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter to help Michigan children of men and women injured or killed in combat, and also the children of our first responders who are injured or die and making the ultimate sacrifice while serving and protecting. And there's a simple, easy way for you to donate with that money going to the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter. Look for the Flying Ace Whiskey bottle neckers on bottles all across the state of Michigan here over the next couple of weeks, and you can donate, and that money will go directly to the Folds of Honor Michigan program on behalf of Flying Ace Whiskey. And also, Flying Ace Whiskey has put up 4 scholarships for the children. Flying Ace Whiskey, an American-made whiskey, taking a lot of pride in America. Look for it in stores and pubs all across Michigan.
Get ready to win big every Friday in April during Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort's 43rd gaming anniversary. Every hour from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m., 2 winners will receive $500 in premium play. Then at 10 p.m., 1 lucky winner will walk away with $4,300 cash. The celebration doesn't stop there. On April 26th at 10 p.m., 1 lucky player will take home the grand prize of $43,000 cash. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Your getaway reimagined. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com for complete rules and details.
Roast Umber is a farm direct coffee sourced from Central American farmers and roasted in Grand Rapids. And also the Nitro Cold Brew Coffee is a convenient and healthy option for energy with no sugar additives. Look for it at your local retailer or at roastumber.com.
The Dallas Cowboys have traded the 24th pick to the Detroit Lions. The 24th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Detroit Lions select Terrion Arnold, defensive back, Alabama.
I love it.
I would say most people, and that's the audio from ESPN, I believe last night, I would say most Lions fans, if not all, hard to get a consensus, but most would tell you they love this pick. Why do you love it? That's the question. Welcome back, X's and Bros. Welcome to Ascend at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. We're here with you till 9 o'clock, Monday through Friday, 6 till 9. Not at Soaring Eagle, but definitely on X's and Bros. And our phone number is 866-838-4843. Physical corner. Ball hawk. Some would argue, hard to believe this, but some would argue he's almost too physical sometimes. I think Mel Kiper said that last night, which to me is ridiculous that somebody would have that label, too physical. The sport of football is all about being physical, right? But I think when they say that, and I don't want to put words in their mouth, I'm going to interpret that. A little handsy at times? That's okay. You got to get your hands on guys to slow them down a little bit within 5 yards, and as long as you're not holding, that will be key. Here's his numbers. Last year, 5 picks, 17 breakups for the University of Alabama. In his career, 3-year career, with the Crimson Tide, 6 picks, 26 breakups, and 108 tackles. What does that mean? You know what? Who knows? Honestly, who knows? You're not sure, and neither am I. You know why? Who are the pass breakups against? Who are the interceptions against? Is he being thrown at a lot? How much did he help Kool-Aid McKinstry, and how much did Kool-Aid McKinstry help him? How much did Dallas Turner help him and vice versa? Those are the things that scouts are supposed to know and recognize. But we do know that he is widely viewed in this draft as one of the best defensive players in the country coming out of college and one of the best corners. Is he as good as Mitchell? I don't know. We were debating that last night. if you look at it, and Quinyon Mitchell was taken 22 overall by Philadelphia, he's out of Toledo. The thing you have to, I mean, how much are you looking at who they're playing? Who is Quinyon Mitchell facing in the Mid-American Conference? And I'm a MAC guy. It's no disparaging the MAC, but they don't have the same wide receivers as the SEC. There's no Malik Nabers, okay, in the Mid-American Conference. As much as I love the MAC, there just isn't. Sorry. It happens. Doesn't mean he's not a good corner. I'm just wondering about the type of challenges that he gets. There's no Brian Thomas. And Brian Thomas was taken 23rd by Jacksonville. Explosive, high-flying, put up huge numbers, big vertical weapon, 17 touchdowns. Those are big numbers, right? So I think you have to take that into account. Mitchell's a good-sized kid, strong. They say he's smart. Nick Saban last night, I think he was on NFL Network and said, or maybe it was a different network, but he said, you know what, everybody loves him. He's a guy that used to come over to my house and watch, you know, spend some time with us. Nick Saban's wife loved him. He sat next to Nick Saban in the defensive meetings, pays attention, can break down film, all the things the Lions like about a player he has. Here's why I believe Lions fans love it. And I could be wrong, so feel free to give me a shout at 866-838-4843 and say, no, I like it because of a different reason. I think they like it because it fills a need. Personally, I like it because it's two things that I've preached forever when making a draft pick. And that is, you want to take the best player available, and in a perfect world, you also fill a need. The Lions did not reach. The Lions filled a massive need. No Cam Sutton, so you needed a cornerback. You needed a really good one. You needed a guy who could probably step in right away. That's really hard at the NFL level. Cornerback position is probably the second most difficult position to transition from college to pro. So you filled a need, but you did it without reaching. You did it with a really good guy. Do you like the fact that they moved up five spots and traded a third-round pick, got a seventh-round pick back? Sometimes that's what it takes. Why did they do it? I didn't think Dallas was going to take a cornerback, but if they had him rated, Dallas ended up taking Tyler Guyton. He's the offensive lineman out of Oklahoma. I believe Dallas was kind of positioned to take an offensive lineman. There had to be somebody there who somehow, some way, the Lions felt was going to take him. I don't know if it was Green Bay who ended up taking Jordan Morgan, the offensive tackle from Arizona. I don't know if it was Tampa who ended up taking Graham Barton, the Duke interior offensive lineman. Would it have been Arizona? They drafted Darius Robinson. They had very few sacks a year ago. I think 33 sacks last year. So they needed to upgrade. Robinson had 8.5 at Missouri, really elevated his stock at the Senior Bowl. Here's the other question I have for people. Who, at every draft, you're going to get compared to one player. The fan base is going to compare you to a specific player. Who is it? Well, for Detroit, drafting Terrion Arnold, trading up for Trey. I don't think it's the next guy. I don't think it's necessarily the Jordan Morgan draft pick for Green Bay. I don't think you're comparing a cornerback to a tackle. I think it's Lions fans will move forward and say, if you were going to move up and you're going to take a corner, why him? I get it. I think most fans get it too. If they follow college football and they follow the draft, the so-called experts, how much they like Terrion Arnold. That many people who follow this, who do this for a living, and I respect their opinions because They put a lot of time and effort into it, most of them. I mean, this is not Charles Barkley at the NCAA tournament. You know, I mean, Charles Barkley, he works for TNT. When the NCAA tournament goes on, you can tell. I mean, he has no idea. He doesn't watch college basketball. He watches the NBA. He gets told a few things. He says it. It's pretty generic. You can tell. I mean, if you really pay attention, you watch it for entertainment. You don't watch and take his opinion for college basketball for knowledge. You just don't. So these guys do this year round. They're following it, right? So I respect it very much. That many people having him as either the first or second best cornerback in the draft can't be wrong, can they? I wouldn't think so. I suppose it's possible, but I doubt it. Everybody had him as one of the best cornerbacks. Him and Mitchell fighting it out, one or two. I think he's going to get compared to another player in this draft by Lions fans. I'll tell you who that player is when we come back. Phone number is 866-838-4843. You can text us, Sports Radio, to 21000. Rob Rubick's going to join us at 7:35. Looking forward to that and looking forward to the conversation all morning long on X's and Bros. We are live at Ascend inside Soaring Eagle Casino Resorts on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge here for my good friend Drew and the crew at Impact Power Sports. Now, they're located on 14 Mile Road in Rockford, just north of Grand Rapids here on the west side of the state. They are Michigan's newest Yamaha go-to golf cart dealer. Now, if you're looking for a golf cart for the neighborhood, the business, the golf club, maybe that second home or the lake, stop by and see Drew and the crew. They can hook you up today at Impact Power Sports. They also have e-bikes, quads, side-by-side, yard toys for the big boys and the big girls. Anything you need when it comes to power, they have it at Impact Power Sports on 14 Mile Road in Rockford. Also, if you want a shot at winning Lomas Brown's Lions golf cart, a custom-built Lions golf cart, text IMPACT to 21000. That's IMPACT to 21000. And you could win Lomas Brown's Lions golf cart this summer from Impact Power Sports and The Huge Show.
We're teeing off our 10th year. At the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
I just want to say Detroit.
Look out. Look out.
Y'all got to start, man. Hey. Hey, I'm home, man. I'm home. Hey, these fans going to be crazy, man. Golly.
The Lions have announced themselves as Super Bowl contenders. What are you going to help this franchise get there?
You already said it. I'm going to help them win a Super Bowl. Listen to that. Hold on, hold on. Hold on. Hey, this is amazing, man. We're going to go crazy.
That's the newest Lion on ESPN last night. The newest Lion, who was drafted 24th overall, he is Terrion Arnold. Lions moved up five spots to draft him, gave up a third-round pick, collected a seventh-round choice. One of the scouting reports on Arnold, he's an electric player. He's a first-team all-FCC great energy. He's physical. Many people feel like it is another home run. Let me tell you another key thing that people have said about him. He loves football. Now, it's easy for people to say, I love football. You have to show it, and he shows it. He allowed the fifth lowest passer rating in the NCAA last year. That tells you something, too. Now, he said, y'all got a star. Okay. I've said this for a long time about cornerbacks, especially cornerbacks, wide receivers. Cornerbacks must play with supreme confidence because they get challenged on just about every play. They're going to get challenged every game for sure. Somebody's going to go after them. You have to have a short memory. You have to be supremely confident, and he sure seems like he is. But every player in a draft, by a fan base, I believe, gets compared to somebody else. Are they going to be as good as this guy? Usually it's the player taken right after him, because then you can play the game. You could have had this guy. You could have had Aaron Donald. Remember? Lions fans? Sure you do. Okay. So who is it for you and in this draft for Terrion Arnold? Because like I said just before the break, it's not going to be Jordan Morgan. He was the tackle from Arizona who went to Green Bay. Athletic, powerful, started 37 of 41 games with the Wildcats. So who is it? I think it's Nate Wiggins. I think it's Nate Wiggins because he's a pure cornerback. He played at Clemson. He's super fast. And he was drafted by a franchise you greatly respect, the Baltimore Ravens. He was taken 30th overall. I think when Lions fans and analysts move forward, as you measure one player against another, it's bound to happen. It's okay. I mean, this you don't think people in Chicago are going to be doing that? Absolutely they are. Could have had Patrick Mahomes, took Mitch Trubisky. Don't have a great history of drafting quarterbacks. This, that, and the other thing. They drafted Caleb Williams first overall. Chicago Bear fans, guaranteed, will follow Caleb Williams so closely, but they will also follow Jaden Daniels. And they will follow Drake May. And they will follow Michael Penix. And they will follow J.J. McCarthy. Because all those quarterbacks were drafted in the top 10. I doubt they'll follow Bo Nix, who was drafted by Denver at number 12 overall, because he was never mentioned as the first quarterback taken. You know what? Let me take the Penix thing back, because I don't think he was ever mentioned as one of the top four quarterbacks either. I think it's going to be Williams compared to Daniels, compared to May, and to a certain extent, I think compared to J.J. McCarthy, even though he was taken behind Michael Penix. So I think that's something natural that a lot of NFL fans do. And I think it's not just NFL. I think a lot of people do it in other sports. They just don't follow those sports and those draft picks quite as closely. For example, do you think Tigers fans are monitoring how Austin Martin does? No, they're not. And he's been traded a couple times already. But I don't think they're doing that. But I think when it comes to especially first-round picks, I think NFL fans do that probably more than anybody. Our phone number is 866-838-4843. Let me give you some quick sports news in case you missed it, because we're all wrapped up, and rightfully so, in the NFL draft. Here's what else took place last night, and we'll go through the draft a little bit with you. Happy to do that. Love doing that. Want the conversation to keep going. Last night in the NBA, the Nuggets came back and beat the Lakers. And I've got a slight observation here, and I want to know if you're with me on it. But let me just say this. No team has ever come back from being down 3-0. They're 0-151. The Lakers are the first team in the last 25 years to have a lead of 12 points or more in each game and lose. First team in 25 years to do that. Denver got Gordon, Porter, and Jokic with double-doubles. LA is Denver's You Know What. It's a good Metallica song. It ain't my blank. They've won 7 straight playoff games against them, 11 games overall. Here was my observation. There's a play last night. So a couple things. LeBron James comes, and LeBron James can do no wrong for basketball fans. I mean, for some reason, people just think he walks on water. I don't know if there's a bigger whiner slash baby in the entire league. He's an athletic freak. Arguably the greatest player of all time. I'd take Michael Jordan, but LeBron James is in the conversation, without a doubt. But nobody complains and whines and throws their palms to the sky, shrugs their shoulders, rolls their eyes, chirps at the ref more than LeBron James. Nobody. Absolutely nobody. There was a play last night. He turned it over. He's dribbling. It goes out of bounds. He turns around, starts complaining. He's the one who dribbled it out of bounds. And then afterwards, he and Anthony Davis, and they're competitors. I love that about them. I wouldn't want to stand in front of reporters asking questions after losing a game either, especially when you have blown double-digit leads in each of the first 3 games. So him talking to reporters, I give him credit. I do. Neither he nor Anthony Davis, the last game after game 2, were happy. I mean, they had a drop-the-mic moment. It was really quick, and they left. Can't blame them. Wouldn't like it if I was covering it as a reporter because, you know, that's part of my job is to ask questions. But I get it. I get why they're upset. But here's what he said last night. He was talking about it's just basketball. It's just basketball. It's just a basketball game. I cannot stand that argument. And the reason I can't stand it is because if we ever said that to them after a win, after a big moment, after a huge personal accomplishment, if I just said to them, oh, you just won a championship. Yeah, but it's just basketball. So what difference does it make? How pissed off would they be? Have you ever seen the clip with Derek Anderson, the former quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals, Carolina Panthers, and others, where somebody asks him about laughing on the sidelines? What were you laughing about when you're getting beat and so on and so forth? And he says, I wasn't laughing. He said, do you know how much time and effort I put into this? Do you know how much film I watch? He went off on the reporter, went off on the interviewer. And you're like, oh, okay. I mean, he takes it personal. He's passionate. What if you said that to LeBron James? He's in a scrum getting ready to play the Pistons at Little Caesars Arena. After practice, you go in and you say, you guys have won 6 in a row. What's been the key? Oh, we're playing really well together. We got symmetry and so on. Yeah, but it's just basketball. What do you think he'd say to you? Don't give me this it's just basketball stuff. It's your livelihood. It's your career. It's worth billions of dollars. It's a billions of dollar business. It's such a double standard, such a hypocritical stance. Orlando blew out Cleveland 128-83. Paolo Banchero had 31 points, 14 rebounds. It's Cleveland's worst playoff loss in franchise history. Folks, Orlando led by as many as 43 en route to their first home playoff win since 2011. They led by as many as 43. I don't think they led in either of the first 2 games of the series against Cleveland. Sixers got 50 from Joel Embiid. They win 125-114 to get on board in the series with the Knicks. In hockey, Florida beat Tampa 3-2. They lead the series 3-0. Sam Reinhart scored a goal. Matt Tkachuk scored a couple of goals. The Panthers have now won 19 of their last 20 playoff games when they score 3 goals or more. Hello defense, hello goaltending, hello contention for cups. That's how you do it. Meanwhile, Carolina beat the Islanders, and they lead the series 3-0. I said it after game two when the Islanders were up 3-0 in the third and Carolina scored five times, including three goals, I believe, in about 30 seconds. Two goals within 9 seconds of one another. That the Islanders are done. I don't know how you come back from something like that. First of all, coming back from 3-0 is one thing. Coming back after emotional. It's one thing physically. These guys are used to playing back-to-back every other day, high intensity, opposing barns that get really loud. But when you're up 3-0 in the third, you're 20 minutes away from taking home ice advantage away, getting even in the series. I'm not a big believer in momentum from game to game in a series. But there's something about the mental aspect of postseason play that requires incredible strength. Not physical, but mental strength. I just don't know how they bounce back from something like that. Tigers are going to host Kansas City tonight. It's Reese Olson against Seth Lugo, who's, by the way, 3-1. Royals beat the Blue Jays yesterday 2-1. Here's the storyline. Salvador Perez is 33 years old. He hit a first-inning two-run homer for the Royals. He leads the American League in runs batted in. And Kansas City is off to a pretty damn good start. They're 16-10. They are 7-3 in the division. Same as Detroit. It's 26 games deep, man. I'm not going to overreact and talk about this as a massive series because it's not yet. But when you have a team that is starting to feel itself a little bit, Kansas City's got some pretty good players. I like a number of their young players. I really do. I mean, I know they were not good a year ago. All right? I'm talking about the team in general. Their pitching was awful. And at times, their defense had a lot to be desired. It's a big reason why Kansas City was last in the division at 56-106. They were a minus 183 in run differential. Horrendous. Put that in perspective. The Twins, who won the division last year, were a plus 119 in run differential. The Tigers finished second. They were a minus 79. The Twins were the only team with a run differential as positive. The only team. You want a key indicator on whether or not a team makes the playoffs? Look at that. There's not many teams that are minus in the run differential and reach the postseason. Miami did a year ago. Arizona did a year ago. Arizona was a minus 15, though. It's not a huge difference. But it's a pretty damn good indicator so far. So it's I'm not saying it's the only one, but it's pretty good. Right now, Kansas City's a plus 39. Big reason why they're above 500, and at least early on. Now, can they sustain it? I don't know. I really don't. I don't know enough about them. I know their young core, and guys are going to... It's going to take some time for guys to learn the major leagues. You know, Bobby Witt Jr. is still a really young player. He is a phenomenal player. Really like him. Vinny Pascantino, I really like. Not a huge fan of MJ Melendez. Don't think he's super good. Michael Massey. Seems like he's got some skill, but he's off to a struggling start. Kyle Isbell's a pretty good center fielder. So they've got some decent young players. Not as many as Toronto, but they just won the series with Toronto. And Toronto's got Bichette, Guerrero Jr., Varsho, Alejandro Kirk. They've got some good players, man. And Kansas City just took care of business the last couple of games. So we'll take your phone calls, 866-838-4843. Love the text as well. The text line, Sports Radio, to 21,000. We are on throughout the great state of Michigan. We're on in Flint and WTRX Sports Extra, 1330 AM. In Cadillac, WKAD, The Ticket, 93.7. Maybe you're listening to us in Grand Rapids on WMAX, 96.1 FM, The Game. In Grayling and Gaylord, WGRY, 101.1 FM, Up North Sports Radio. We're on in Petoskey and Charlevoix, WMBN, 104.7 FM. Traverse City, WKAD, 93.7 FM. And in Midland, Saginaw, and Bay City. Right there, we're on the FM dial, WLUN, 100.9, The Mitt. Talking NFL draft, talking NBA, NHL, Tigers, whatever is on your mind, we're open to it. Lions with a really good pick yesterday. They move up. They trade with Dallas. They get Tyrion Arnold, the cornerback from Alabama. The thoughts on that as well. I've already given you who I think he's going to be compared to. I like the draft pick a lot. I like the fact that it addresses a need, but I love the fact and I trust the fact more than anything else that Brad Holmes selected the player he had highest on his board. It's a philosophy. Not everybody shares it. I'm not saying it's completely right, but it's a philosophy. They get overall, depending on which draft guru you want to listen to, Tyrion Arnold was considered the second best corner, and he was drafted. He was the second corner taken, and the 11th best player overall, and the Lions got him at 24. I don't know if you pay attention to Matt Miller, Mel Kiper, Daniel Jeremiah, whomever. For the most part, he had a really high grade, and that's where he rated. Phone calls on the other side, 866-838-4843. My good friend Rob Rubick joins us in the 7 o'clock hour as well to talk about the Lions, the draft, and the mood of downtown Detroit and what it looked like. Man, it was 275,000 strong. That's a new record. It's funny. A lot of people said, you're going to get about 40,000. We have to have at least 40,000. People with the Lions laughed. We'll tell you why when we come back. Second hour of the program, live from Soaring Eagle Casino Resort on the Michigan Sports Network.
Hey, Michigan, let's go big. I'm Herman Moore, Lions All-Pro wide receiver, and I'm talking real big-time winning on the hottest slots and table games on one incredible app, Eagle Casino and Sports.
Sign up now and get up to $1,500. That's right. We'll match your deposit for up to $1,500, and you'll get 100 free spins.
Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan. Made for Michigan.
Must be 21 or older in Michigan to play.
Bill Simonson here for my good friend Josh Garvey. Now, he's a managing shareholder at Dorn Mayhew's Grand Rapids office. Their world headquarters are in Troy, Michigan, on the east side of the state, and they have locations all around the world. They have over 550 motivated accounting professionals, 90 years in business, and I mentioned the 10 offices worldwide. So if you want to connect and partner with one of the top CPA accounting and business firms in the world, they're right here in Michigan. Dorn Mayhew's Troy office on the east side of the state. And Josh Garvey is a managing shareholder for their Dorn Mayhew GR office. Right there by the S-curve, you'll see the new Dorn Mayhew sign. You can find out more. Just Google Dorn Mayhew. That's DoreenMayhew or Dorn.com. They're one of America's and the world's top CPA accounting and business firms. They're Dorn Mayhew.
We're teeing off our 10th year. At the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.